Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex. Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Good afternoon, Curtis.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Hi,
I've been down feeling bad.
Oh,
I've
no.
been out. I was supposed to go to DMV for somebody, Miss Alex.
Actually, sir, I don't think you have to do that anymore. I was actually thinking of trying to do a 3-way call with a DMV. So
right.
I did call the DMV, and I spoke to some of the people in there. They said that they would be able to request whatever we need. However, we will be needing to get your authorization first over the phone.
Oh, that sounds great. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, sounds
why
good.
Wouldn't they tell me that, why wouldn't they tell me that over here, that you had been over there?
Like, honestly, I'm not really sure as well. So that's what we're trying to do right now. I think it will be best if we can, like, set up a 3-way call with the DMV for you to be able to give your authorization.
Yeah. See, I didn't have oxygen here.
Right, and I know you haven't been feeling well for the past few weeks now,
yeah.
right? Not to say, but like weeks.
I hurt my hip.
Oh, no.
That's my biggest problem.
Do you need, like, to go to the doctor to have that checked?
No, I've been to the doctor. He knows all about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Told me just take it easy. Not to do
right.
it all for a while.
I know. That's why we're trying to just think of a way, of course, as much as we really wanted to get this close as soon as we can, but we've understand also your situation that you are having a hard time with your hip and you're not been feeling well for the past few weeks. So
right.
I'm like thinking because are you available tomorrow for us to do or to set up a 3-way call with the DMV?
Yeah, I'll be here all day tomorrow.
Okay. What time would be the best time that we can call you tomorrow to do that?
Well, with DMV, you better make it 11 o'clock. If you don't, they get out of there. They don't want to answer the phone or nothing. Have you talked with
yeah.
them about people? You better call them and set up an appointment with them. If you don't, you won't get through.
Right, that's what happened, actually. The last time that I tried to reach out to them, I called them three times.
Andrea going in there, they make you take a number, they look around next, and I told my son, it was just like Green Acres, one of the three people in there, and I was hollering, next. You ever heard of the show Green Acres?
That's terrible.
You ever watched the show Green Acres?
Green Acres?
Yeah, Green Acres. Acres. You know, like 1 acre, 2 acre, 3 acre.
Right, right.
You've seen Green Acres?
I have an idea on who that is or what they are.
Watch
like
TV, yeah.
Oliver, like.
Yeah, Oliver.
Yeah, Oliver Wendell.
Lisa. You get
yeah.
hot, Oliver, don't you? You like Lisa. You like them old.
Right.
You help me then. I'm old.
Right. I've heard of it.
You know, I'm 62. I'll be 63. My birthday, providing if I'm living. Then I reckon my birthday will be in heaven. I hope.
I hope not. When's your birthday, Curtis?
1962.
1962. Wow.
That's
okay.
Why I love you.
1962. What month
yeah.
is your birthday? I'm just like kind of curious. You said that you're going to be turning 63.
I said 6/19/1962.
6/18. Oh, it already passed. Got.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, I
but
mean,
I got an album coming pretty soon. Be here tomorrow.
Yeah, if we
it
can.
It seems like June. When were you born, sweetheart? None of my business. I know you women don't like to tell. I don't know why.
I guess they don't want to. They don't want to be called old. So.
I can send you some pictures of me. You know, people say I look to be in my 40s and 50s.
Well, I am not really sure about that. But.
But I tell you, I've seen some people in my 50s look like his nannies. You ever see All in the Family?
Really? I am not really sure.
Do you know who Carol O'Connor is?
Carolyn Connor?
Carol O'Connor.
Is that like a celebrity?
Yeah, he's a big time celebrity.
Yeah.
He's a bigot. I think that's what you call him. You know, hates blacks and anything of different color. He hates his
bigot.
Own mama.
Bigot, yeah. Feel a bit
yeah.
of bigot.
It's not nice to be like that, you know. I try to treat everybody equal. It ain't what you see on the outside, it's what you see on the inside.
Right.
I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, or what. As long as you treat me with respect, I'm going to try and treat you with respect.
Absolutely,
100%. I don't know what this big deal is with black and white and Hispanics. No way. All of us got the same blood. We all come from one person. That was Eve.
Totally.
I don't know if you believe in God or not, but
I do. I do. 100%.
See, you're my sister.
Yes,
you're
sir.
My sister. Ain't that right?
That is right.
You got the same great-great-grandmothers I had, and that was Eve.
From the very beginning.
It wasn't much, though. She led Adam wrong. Adam didn't have to do what she did. No, I ain't blaming her. I better watch how I talk about her. You know?
Yes, sir. Well, I agree with you 100%. But anyway, Curtis, because you know, back to the property, I would want it to hopefully set up a call tomorrow with a DMV. You know, the last time that I called them, I was also having a hard time trying to get in touch with someone.
Dude,
so
you don't like talking to me, do you?
Sorry?
You don't like talking to me?
I do. It's just that.
Why won't you call me from home?
It's just that my priority right now is, you know, to.
Oh, you got some lover. You're in love with somebody else. I don't know. You got men looking at you like they want to take you off your feet. You sound beautiful. But, you know, if you ain't beautiful on the outside, you can be beautiful. Past the outside, it's what's in your heart, baby.
Right.
It's what's in your heart.
Well, I do like talking to you, Curtis. It's just that it's currently working hours right now. Yeah, and I'm working, so I would kind of want it to get us back to the business, like about your property. And I just like
yeah.
really, my boss is just.
I hope you make good money. You seem like a hard worker.
I am.
You know, I didn't make much over minimum wage all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Until back here 20 years ago, I went to driving a truck and a school bus. I worked with Forest Service, but I didn't, You know, you think people work with Forest Service makes a lot of money. They don't.
I didn't know that.
No. I've worked with them for 5 years, and I quit on account of pay. It wasn't good enough. No, back then I wasn't making, like, this was in the 80s and 90s. I wasn't getting the clearing number after net fee and everything out the year. I wasn't getting, like, $12,000 a year. That ain't no money.
A year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot way back.
Not really.
I see.
Not really.
Like what I said, I'm not really sure about the conversion and all that, but
you know,
I mean, on your end, it's going to be a lot.
How much a pack of cigarettes is now? $10 a pack. That's how much they are.
Gotcha.
When I went to smoking, cigarettes was 47 cents a pack. That's
Do
a
you?
Big jump, ain't it?
$10 to 47.
$10 and how much?
$10, you said before. Now it's 47.
Do you smoke?
I don't.
You don't? Well, you
yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I still have to smoke a cigarette sometimes. And I'm on oxygen.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. I told my doctor I had to. Wasn't no way out.
Are you able to stop or not completely?
I've been smoking ever since I was 5 years old. No way I can break it.
Since 5 years old?
5 years old. I was smoking. I was in a habit.
Gotcha. I do know that like some of the people really can't stop that type of habit if they're really into it. Because of the withdrawal and all that, so.
I can do with those cigarettes now. I can do with those. I can sit here for 3 or 4 weeks without a cigarette. But
oh,
if I got a cigarette, I'm going to smoke it. You see? It's just willpower. It's all in the mind.
Right.
I don't drink.
Oh,
I don't drink. I don't run up to women, just to you. As long as one I got the crush on. I sit here and I think of, well, when is she going to call? When is she going to call? And lay here all day waiting for you to call me.
I think I would also try to call you. I don't know if you see the messages that I've been
reading. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I've been trying to call you, Curtis, usually in the afternoon, because I know that you sleep in the morning, so.
I'm not no morning person.
Right. But I've been leaving voicemail, so I don't know if you're getting it.
That thing, I can try to get my voice messages off of it sometimes, and it won't even let me have it.
Oh, okay.
Here's what it comes up on my telephone scanning.
So even if I'm leaving voicemail, you're not getting it.
I can send you a picture of me. I can get my daughter to take a picture of me. You don't have no kids, do you?
I don't. But
How old are you? You never did tell me, honey.
I think I did, Curtis.
If you did, I missed it. Phone blocked it.
Well,
I would say you sound like somebody in my 20s.
I'm going to say half of your age.
Half of my age? So you in 30s, right?
That's right.
31. We'll say 31. You sound like somebody about 26.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not.
No. But you in your middle 30s?
Yeah.
Really? You don't sound like it. I bet you don't even look nothing like 30. I bet you look like some kid.
It's the jeans, so.
Huh?
I've been told I don't look like.
I didn't my think age, so. You sound like a kid.
I'm telling you, I'm not.
Well, God has been good to you, sweetheart.
I know.
That's right.
Anyway, Curtis, it was really, really nice talking to you, but can I call you back tomorrow?
Sure, can you call me tonight if you want to, sweetheart? I told you.
I'm only in until 5.
You're just interested in talking about the place, nothing else. That's right. You got a boyfriend over there somewhere, I can tell.
Yeah. I do, actually. I do.
Honey, you're better off to stay single as long as you can. Once you get married, you're going to have to answer that man 9 times out of 10. You'll get some bum. You got to watch men over here today. Watch
okay.
Who you hang out to. I don't know if you believe in tattoos and piercings and stuff like that. You may have them yourself. Do you have piercings and tattoos?
I don't, unfortunately.
You don't?
Yeah. Do you?
Well, I don't have no tattoos or piercings.
Okay.
You know, it's all against the Bible says not to mark your body. You know,
I believe you. You have the same belief, so
yeah.
I don't.
Well, that's good. You know, I got a niece, looks like a clown. She's got this makeup on. She's got fish hooks in her lower lip. Got them in her eyebrow. She was a pretty girl. She just ruined herself with tattoos and piercings.
Mm-hmm.
Got them all over her neck. She looks like some kind of carnival woman.
That is so funny for you to
I
say that.
I told her that. She don't, I know you know what Facebook is.
Yeah.
She blocked me on Facebook because I told her she looked like a carnival woman. I used to pay to see them people in the carnival.
Hmm.
Yeah, really. You say you live in the Philippines.
Yes. I think it's just a generation right now. It's like a little bit,
The younger generation went crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's how they wanted.
I remember back in the 80s, I used to go here and buy any kind of truck you would want. I mean nice-looking trucks, beautiful trucks. The most I would be paying for a truck back then was $500. But I've had trucks that cost you $40-some thousand today.
Way back?
Yeah.
Today?
The prices of vehicles is crazy, ain't they?
Right. I
don't know how much vehicles are there or what.
I also have. We also have a truck, actually.
You drive a truck?
Yes. A red one.
See, I got a red one. I bet it's nice looking. I have a 97 Dodge Ram my wife bought for me 20-some years ago. She got it for
$1,700. Hello? Curtis? Hello? Curtis? Hello? Curtis, can you hear me?